Eddie, very difficult to know how you'll be stomaching that one this evening, because seemingly all going to plan, 63 minutes in and then a mad moment.
Yeah, as you say, we were where we wanted to be. Obviously, you'd love to be leading, but we frustrated them and there was nothing in the game. It's 50-50 at that stage. We felt we had subs up our sleeve to change the game, and then in one moment the whole game changes, when we knew then from that moment it was a case of really we need to cling on for a point, but obviously it wasn't to be.
It was a chaotic minute. Just to explain how you saw it from the bench.
I thought it was a goal. Was amazed to see that obviously it wasn't, and amazed to see Campy get a red card. It was bizarre really, because when you see that you think, right, okay, we're 1-0 down now, we need to try and make a positive change. In some respects you'd probably prefer to concede but keep 11 on the pitch. I think from that moment it's always going to be very, very difficult for us. Derby are a good side. Rightly one of the favourites to go up, and their style of play is difficult to contain, as ours is when we're fully free-flowing. We weren't our very best with the ball today. That's my big disappointment. I thought it'd be a very, very good football match between two very even teams, but I think they shaded it in possession.
Is it incidental whether the referee actually got to the right decision in the end, although he made a bit of a meal of it? In terms of, does it matter either way to you whether you got it right or wrong, ultimately, how it worked out? Because he seemed to give the goal and then change his mind under a bit of pressure.
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, for me, to say it was a goal, you play on, and referee's keen to give advantages. We're keen to see advantages played, and I thought it was a goal. And as I said, I'd rather have that and kept 11 on the pitch. And I think as a spectacle, it would have been a lot better end to the game. As it was, we had to reorganise. We took Callum off and tried to play 4-5 none, because we felt to keep Callum up front would have been fruitless. He'd have been on his own, very isolated, and probably would have come back in midfield anyway. So we tried to make the change to frustrate them, and it worked until their goal. You know, the crowd were getting frustrated, they were getting frustrated. That's a great finish from the lad.
I mean, it took them 20 minutes to score. I bet you were looking at your watch and it was going very slowly, wasn't it? Every minute you hoped was going past.
Well, it was. It was going slowly from our perspective, and we were just about to make a change as well. Another sub when they scored, which was frustrating from our perspective. We were just trying to shore things up, and you know, lads defended well today. We restricted them really to, again, minimal chances. Our goalkeeper's not been inundated with things to do. So the result's another tough one to take.
Of course you wanted to win the game, you didn't want to come here to lose, but you, in circumstances like this, sometimes have to look past the result and take other things out of the evening.
I know, always you have to reflect and analyse what went well and what didn't. And as I say, the big thing that I take away was we weren't good enough with the ball today. Derby were better than us in possession. That ultimately led them to having more of the ball and more territory. We had some good moments first half, where we good counter-attack opportunities that we could have done better with. But ultimately we just suffered with our final ball and paid the price.
How long does this linger? How do you get this out of your systems now?
Now, this is always going to be a difficult game. For me, Derby will, I think, will be right up there. It was another tougher away assignment for us. Get out of the system very quickly with a big game at Bolton.
And of course, as the goalkeeper is the way, Arteta is ill, Lee Camp comes in, gets sent off, Flavs comes on. The situation with Arteta, is it a long-term thing? Just a cold?
No, just an illness tonight. Stomach bug. He travelled, but didn't feel fit enough to play. So obviously Campy came in, and it was obviously unfortunate for him.
So finally a big crescendo then, you're hoping for at Bolton, obviously, before the international break puts your feet up for a couple of
weeks. Yeah, I mean, I think we've battled away and we've done okay in this spell of games. It's always going to be a tough run for us. There's no easy games, as we say, and especially away from home at this league and tough places like this. But now we look to Bolton, where we'd love to end this run of games with another good result.